Unit 16. Dealing with a crisis. Listening tasks. Text 1. Take your fancy clothes and go. Part 1. Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
What, again? Exclaimed Helen. It's not fair. You had to work late last week and the week before. Surely someone else can do it for a change. She listened to the usual explanation. Pressure at work, rough job, no one else to do it. She hung up with a sigh. Poor Jim. It wasn't his fault. Since the company had been taken over and started paying people off, he'd been doing his best to prove he was indispensable. He had even changed his image. New suits, smart shirts, new haircut. She smiled ruefully. Good grief! These days he went to work looking like a fashion plate and stinking of aftershave. Got to show them I'm not past it yet, he grinned when she commented. She sighed. Oh well, she thought. Once things were more settled, life would go back to normal. She was wrong. 3 days later, he dropped his bombshell. A divorce, she gasped, collapsing in a chair in disbelief. When he'd said he had something to tell her, she'd braced herself to hear that he'd lost his job. But this was worse, much worse. Her lips tightened. Who is she? She demanded. He avoided her eyes. Just someone at work, he muttered. She stared at Jim in disgust, and he had the grace to look ashamed. Go on, pack all your fancy new clothes and get out. The next few weeks were awful. She barely left the house, spending her time stuck in front of the telly and stuffing her face with comfort food. When she did eventually venture out, she ran into her friend, Kate. My goodness, she gasped, taking in Helen's puffy face and the skirt fastened by a safety pin. What's happened? You look awful. Nothing, said Helen, unable to bring herself to talk about it. She forced a smile. Must be my age. None of us are getting any younger, are we? HRT, announced Kate. That's what you need. She grinned. It'll give you a new lease of life. You get yourself down to the doctor first thing and get yourself on it. Helen smiled weakly. It would take more than HRT to change her life.
1. What is this part of the story mainly about?
2. What can be inferred from the story? Exercise 2. Listen to the story again and decide whether the statements you hear are true or false.
What, again? Exclaimed Helen. It's not fair. You had to work late last week and the week before. Surely someone else can do it for a change. She listened to the usual explanation. Pressure at work, rough job, no one else to do it. She hung up with a sigh. Poor Jim. It wasn't his fault. Since the company had been taken over and started paying people off, he'd been doing his best to prove he was indispensable. He had even changed his image. New suits, smart shirts, new haircut. She smiled ruefully. Good grief! These days he went to work looking like a fashion plate and stinking of aftershave. Got to show them I'm not past it yet, he grinned when she commented. She sighed. Oh well, she thought. Once things were more settled, life would go back to normal. She was wrong. 3 days later, he dropped his bombshell. A divorce, she gasped, collapsing in a chair in disbelief. When he'd said he had something to tell her, She'd braced herself to hear that he'd lost his job. But this was worse, much worse. Her lips tightened. "Who is she?" she demanded. He avoided her eyes. Just someone at work," he muttered. She stared at Jim in disgust, and he had the grace to look ashamed. "Go on, pack all your fancy new clothes and get out." The next few weeks were awful. She barely left the house, spending her time stuck in front of the telly and stuffing her face with comfort food. When she did eventually venture out, she ran into her friend, Kate. "My goodness," she gasped, taking in Helen's puffy face and the skirt fastened by a safety pin. "What's happened? You look awful." "Nothing," said Helen, unable to bring herself to talk about it. She forced a smile. "Must be my age. None of us are getting any younger, are we?" "HRT," announced Kate. "That's what you need." She grinned. "It'll give you a new lease of life. You get yourself down to the doctor first thing and get yourself on it." Helen smiled weakly. It would take more than HRT to change her life.
1. Helen felt sorry for Jim because she thought the company was giving too much work to him.
2. Somehow Helen felt that Jim was having an affair.
3. Jim changed his image because he wanted to impress his new boss.
4. Helen was not so surprised when Jim said that he wanted a divorce.
5. Helen sank into deep depression after Jim left.
6. Helen lost a lot of weight after Jim left.
7. Helen didn't have the courage to tell Kate the truth.
8. Kate was a doctor by profession. Text 2. Take your fancy clothes and go. Part 2. Exercise 1. Listen to the story and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
The final straw came one night when the fuse went and the house was plunged into darkness. She didn't have a clue what to do. Jim had always seen to that side of things. Sitting there in darkness, with tears running down her cheeks, she made up her mind. She could either spend the rest of her life weeping and wailing and feeling sorry for herself, or she could get up and do something about it. Brushing away her tears, she made a decision. She was going down to the evening college to sign up for a class, first thing in the morning. When it came to the crunch, she almost backed out. At first glance, everyone else seemed so young. What the hell did she think she was doing? "Think I'll try the line dancing this time," came a voice at her elbow. She turned to find a little old lady with a twinkle in her eye beaming at her. She smiled back. That was it. If someone that age could tackle something new, then so could she. Straightening her shoulders, she marched up to the desk. "I'd like to sign up for an evening class," she announced. She grinned at the girl. "In fact, I'd like to sign up for a few." It was a couple of months before she ran into Kate again. Kate looked uncomfortable. "I heard about Jim," she muttered, avoiding Helen's eyes. "If it's any consolation, I saw him the other day and he looked awful. I don't think he can stand the pace." "Tough," grinned Helen. "That's his problem, not mine." Kate looked at her properly for the first time and her jaw dropped. "You look fantastic," she gasped, taking in the smart clothes, the trim figure, and the newly styled hair. "Thanks," smiled Helen. She lifted her arm to wave at the tall, dark-haired man hurrying toward them. Kate's jaw dropped even further. "Who's he?" she asked. "Oh, just someone I met at my art class," Helen said casually. Kate began to grin. "See," she said, "I told you HRT would give you a new lease of life." Helen's hand flew to her mouth. HRT? She'd forgotten all about that. She'd just been too busy with her new life.
1. Why did Helen decide to study at an evening college? 2. What can be concluded from the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the story again and answer the following questions.
The final straw came one night when the fuse went and the house was plunged into darkness. She didn't have a clue what to do. Jim had always seen to that side of things. Sitting there in darkness, with tears running down her cheeks, she made up her mind. She could either spend the rest of her life weeping and wailing and feeling sorry for herself, or she could get up and do something about it. Brushing away her tears, she made a decision. She was going down to the evening college to sign up for a class, first thing in the morning. When it came to the crunch, she almost backed out. At first glance, everyone else seemed so young. What the hell did she think she was doing? "Think I'll try the line dancing this time," came a voice at her elbow. She turned to find a little old lady with a twinkle in her eye beaming at her. She smiled back. That was it. If someone that age could tackle something new, then so could she. Straightening her shoulders, she marched up to the desk. "I'd like to sign up for an evening class," she announced. She grinned at the girl. "In fact, I'd like to sign up for a few." It was a couple of months before she ran into Kate again. Kate looked uncomfortable. "I heard about Jim," she muttered, avoiding Helen's eyes. "If it's any consolation, I saw him the other day and he looked awful. I don't think he can stand the pace." "Tough," grinned Helen. "That's his problem, not mine." Kate looked at her properly for the first time and her jaw dropped. "You look fantastic," she gasped, taking in the smart clothes, the trim figure, and the newly styled hair. "Thanks," smiled Helen. She lifted her arm to wave at the tall, dark-haired man hurrying toward them. Kate's jaw dropped even further. "Who's he?" she asked. "Oh, just someone I met at my art class," Helen said casually. Kate began to grin. "See," she said, "I told you HRT would give you a new lease of life." Helen's hand flew to her mouth. "HRT?" She'd forgotten all about that. She'd just been too busy with her new life.
Additional listening. Short dialogues. Dialogue 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
Hello.
Hello, Tim. This is Alice. I'm in a bit of a crisis.
What happened?
I'm afraid I won't be on the flight this afternoon. I got held up in the traffic on the way to the airport here, and basically, by the time I got here, there were no seats left. The airline had oversold the seats. I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do?
Well, the best thing to do is to get a seat on another airline. You could ask your airline to arrange for it. There might be a later flight tonight or a flight tomorrow morning.
Well, if I have to stay overnight at the airport, I don't think I have enough cash to pay bills. I seem to have left my credit card at home.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So what do you think I should do?
Well, the only thing to do is for us to pay for your room and you can pay us back later. I could probably authorize payment over the phone. I'll give them my credit card number and they'll charge it to me.
Thank you so much, Tim.
It's a pleasure.
1. Why couldn't Alice get on her flight?
2. What would be the problem if Alice had to stay overnight at the airport?
3. What did Tim suggest as a solution to the problem?
Dialogue 2. Listen to the second dialogue and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
Hello?
Hello, Debbie. This is Frank. I'm in a bit of a crisis.
What happened?
I'm here at the station and my train leaves in 20 minutes. The problem is my suitcase is missing and all my important documents are in it. What am I going to do?
Where did you put it?
I took it out of the trunk of my taxi and left it on the sidewalk. Then I paid the driver. But when I turned around, my suitcase had disappeared.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
There was another suitcase the same color on the sidewalk. I think someone must have got mine. I didn't have my name on mine, and there's no name on this one either. What do you think I should do?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to go to the railway information desk and report this to the people there and leave the case with them. With any luck, the other person will find out that he's taken the wrong case and will get in touch with railway information too. You should tell them to send your suitcase on when it's found. Call me again before you leave to tell me what's happened. I can chase the railway people for you if necessary.
1. What was Frank's problem?
2. What did Debbie advise Frank to do?